Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
Hello and welcome. Yes, it's Elizabeth Cookson, and you're listening to From the Heart Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. And if you're experiencing a little bit of that rainy weather, please drive safe, both hands on the wheel, and just stay tuned and enjoy the next hour. And if you're in a place that you're experiencing some sun, just send that to your friends who have a little cloud hanging over their head. As far as my website, I definitely want you guys to check in. Look at Elizabeth Cookson, C-U-C-K-S-O-N.com. And make sure when you're at the website to download my free 2012 monthly angel messages. And to get your daily messages from me, just click on the blog tab at the top of the page and opt into the RSS feed. You're going to be so happy you gave yourself the gift that keeps on giving. Once again, that website address is ElizabethCookson.com. And I am so excited. We have a new announcement. I've got a book coming out here in just about 30 days. Speaking Your Truth, Volume 3 is coming out August 28th. I would love for you guys to make sure you put that on your calendar. There are so many inspiring stories in this book from women all over the world that talk about their stories and how they were able to get through difficult times in their life and how they did it. Once again, that's Speaking Your Truth, Volume 3, and that's coming out August 28th. Today, your heart is going to be filled with joy as my guest, Amy Lee McCray, is going to share the Spiritual Girl's Guide to Dating. Yes! So together, we're going to open your heart to say yes and make positive changes in your life. So before we begin, let me share a little bit about Amy Lee. And she is the author of The Spiritual Girl's Guide to Dating, Your Enlightened Path to Love, Sex, and Soulmates. And she's also a spiritual dating coach, a medical intuitive, and she is frequently speaking at events and conferences and expos around the country. She's honored with her expertise of a decade of this unique system of healing and emotional growth. And she's got a blog that I want you guys to make sure you check out, and her website as well, which is at www.spiritualgirlsguide.com. And without further delay, welcome Amy Lee.
Hi, Elizabeth. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it is my pleasure. This is going to be an awesome show. So before we get started, I want to make sure that everybody, if you want to dial in, it's 800-930-2819. And if you're listening online, you can ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage at transformationtalkradio.com. And I wanted to get started, and one of the first things I did is I started to read your book, and I found, you know, just by starting the book, it talks about the power of joy, and you mentioned this ball of golden light.
Yeah.
And I think that I would like to start with that, because I think that is almost like a premise. So many people don't even experience joy in their daily lives, And when I was reading about the ball of golden light, I'm like, you know what? This is a perfect way to start our show today because, first of all, it's Hump Day Wednesday. And some people are going, man, I just can't wait till Friday. So if we can add a little bit of joy to their life, I think that would be awesome. What do you think?
I think that's awesome. I love that you want to start that way. And, you know, my whole thing with that is joy is the highest vibration in our known universe, and it can heal anything. In my work as a medical intuitive, we use that energy to actually heal the body. So imagine if we can infuse our love lives with it, what kind of results we'll end up with.
Mm. Well, when you started to sit down and write your book, what came to you that you said, this is something that's really needed, you know, and that you just really wanted to get your message out? Because it is an amazing message. And when I was reading through it, to me, it is like a step-by-step guide to help people, you know, with learning a lot about themselves.
Right.
And so was there experiences that you had in life that you go, this is what I need to put together?
It certainly was experiences, and it was really, for me, a conscious decision to change the way I dated, to totally create a new paradigm with it. And that created the system of spiritual dating, which then I was the guinea pig for. And I used for years and had amazing results because I ended up meeting my soulmate, who's now my husband, you know, years later. So I'm a success story for this system. And then I also began teaching it and having my clients use it. And then more and more success stories followed. And so I was like, well, I'm definitely going to need to share this in a larger form. And so I wrote a book to do that.
So when people pick this book up and read it, and once again, it's the Spiritual Girl's Guide to Dating, right? So what is it going to teach women to do as far as picking out maybe better guys to date?
That's one of many things it will teach. It starts you at the beginning as far as weeding through your past and unraveling that to learn what you needed to from it and then move forward in a way where you can open your heart. And then as far as picking better guys to date, it's kind of in a very nice and kind way. It's a straight talk manual for lots of us. You know, it talks about, for example, seeing the reality of someone you date instead of the potential. How many women do we know, friends, ourselves, perhaps over the years or now, who date someone with the thought that they'll change, they'll do better, they'll be different, you know, and ultimately it doesn't happen. The slacker who, you know, once he gets a music deal, he'll work really hard, or, you know, just these different things we hope. The guy who we know will be more sensitive when XYZ happens, we're waiting for a potential and we're not looking at the reality. So that's one of the ways that the book talks about not dating the wrong guys, like you asked.
And I'm sure there's a lot of people going, yes, tell me more, because I tend to pick those people that are, like you say, the unproductive, or they're like, yes, I'm going to be the musician, or I'm going to be, you know, the executive, or I'm going to do this. And it's the dream of doing it, but never moving forward with it. And they sit there for, you know, a long period of time waiting for that to materialize. And it may be part of their dream. They were attracted to that entrepreneur. They were attracted to that person because it's like, they're just like me. They're creative, or they're, you know, musical, or they're, you know, somebody who's really into Mother Earth and really wanting to change the planet. And then things don't turn out. And they're like, wait a minute, was that kind of, you know, I keep pulling in those same kind of people, people who say they're going to do something, yet they don't. And so in your book, you talk a lot about emotions and, you know, having a lot of the same old type of things repeating over and over in people's lives, and how to get get through that. And I think one of the important things that, you know, for all of the listeners is to really, you know, when you pick up the book and you walk through it, because it truly is a guide. And I don't even know if it's a guide just to dating, but it's about exploring yourself. Would you say that's true, Amy?
I would say that's true. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because I felt so good reading through it. And I'm like, oh, aha. You know, those little aha moments in there saying, okay, yes, I forgot about that. I'm one of those people that's like, yeah, I like it if you dress up and you look like Ken to Barbie, you know. It's like there's some materialistic things there. But when you go deep to the core, when you go from the heart and you're really feeling, you're getting the emotions, you're getting the spiritual side, you're getting much, much deeper to the core of who you truly are versus that superficial piece, there's so much that you begin to learn about yourself and so much that you learn about what old patterns you've created in your life. And I think one of the things that we all do is, you know, we judge ourselves, and sometimes more harshly than others, depending on our history and our background. And that's one of the things when we come back from commercial break, I want to dig a lot deeper into how can we share with the listeners that they can create a new, energized love life with themselves so that they can really create that perfect relationship or that enlightenment to find true love and their soulmate. We'll be right back with Transformation Talk Radio.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com. Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Walking down this rocky road, wondering where my life is leading, rolling on to the bitter end.
And we are back from the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and my very special guest today, Amy Lee McCray. And we are just about to talk about that rocky road. So I think one of the big things that a lot of people experience is the ups and downs in their childhood, in their teen years, and even, you know, into our 20s and 30s, we have this amazing opportunity, is how I like to look at it, of learning about ourselves, learning about different partners in our lives. And I would love, Amy, if you could really go into how does our past and maybe some of those unhappy or non-romantic type of relationships, how do they affect us and how can we change that?
Sure. I think that they affect the patterns by which we end up dating later. And even before we talk about the relationships we have, I think we even need to go back further and talk about our unmet childhood needs. And those end up seeding the patterns by which we date in a lot of cases. So if we had an unmet childhood need where we really needed to, for example, this is a classic one, to feel loved by our father as a woman in a more consistent and regular manner. Because let's say we had a father who was absent a lot of the time, then we end up trying to find that love that we were seeking that wasn't given to us in the way we needed it in childhood from an external source in our relationships. And, you know, this isn't to bash our parents, because I'm sure that all of our parents did the very best that they could. It's just that inadvertently, in the course of raising children, nobody is perfect. And so sometimes, to whatever degree, we end up with these unmet childhood needs. So that starts the process where then we're trying to fill these emotional holes, really, these longings from our heart space and from our inner child through external relationships, especially romantic relationships. So when we have those patterns in place, then through the magic of magnetic attraction, we attract partners who won't fill those needs, who will push those exact buttons. Like we have a huge button, bright red on the front of us that says push, to these particular partners that are attracted to maybe to highlight these needs in us, but mostly because we haven't filled them from our internal source. So that's one way. And another way that we need to look at as far as our past relationships and how they shape our current love lives is the red flags in our past relationships that came up. Did we ignore them? To what degree? And why? Why did we, you know, look in a way at the dream instead of the truth of what was happening? Why did we ignore red flags? And does that go back to trying to fill childhood needs or even needs that were created through previous romantic relationships? There's so much that we do that is usually primarily unconscious that contributes to why we end up in relationships. We want to take all of that stuff and bring it out into the light and bring awareness and consciousness to it so we can learn to discern and make better, more helpful choices and create emotionally safe relationships for ourselves.
And I mean, I know so many people, you know, are going through some difficult times, and I've got a question here from Michelle, and she's saying, Amy, I'm not satisfied with my relationship with my spouse. I've tried for 8 years, and I'm just not happy. I don't feel connected. Any advice?
It's a good question. There's so many nuances to relationships, but advice would be, you know, certainly make a list of 30 things you're grateful about in your current relationship, and then maybe make a list of 10 things that are missing for you. You know, look at, are you trying to fill childhood needs from a source where they can't be filled, like we were just talking about? But also look at what do you need? You know, maybe some women might say, if my husband was willing to go to counseling with me, I think we could work it out. Some women might say, I really need to have fun, and will my husband commit to, you know, having a weekly date day or date night where we do something totally out of the box together every week to shake things up? There's so many different things that could be done. So it depends on this woman's case. Some women could also say, I really want to share my spiritual path with my husband. And then that would be asking him if he's willing to, you know, go to a weekly meditation class with you or begin to explore things like that. I've seen cases with clients that are couples over the years where people think they're at that point of, you know, I'm just so not happy and this and that. Something does change in the other person where a willingness appears, and then both people are ready to work on the relationship and really play in the relationship, make it fun, bring the joy back, bring the love back, and bring the connection back. So the answer to that woman's question is, you know, make some lists and try to enact some proactive steps and see if her, along with doing her own internal work, see if her husband is willing to get involved and work to make some changes and have a good time in the relationship and connect again.
Yes. So, Michelle, that was a great question. And definitely go check out Amy's book, The Spiritual Girl's Guide to Dating, Your Enlightened Path to Love, Sex, and Soulmates. And that's actually, you've got a website, which is thespiritualgirlsguide.com. And it's also on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, correct?
Yes, it is. It's there in bookstores everywhere.
Pick up that book. It is a great guide. So I want to go more into a couple of things that I was thinking about. So, you know, even in my own personal life, I had my own experiences where I had sexual abuse, I had physical abuse, I had a lot of things happen to me as a child, and I was like, why does this stuff keep happening? And then I got married, and I realized the person that I married was someone who was very similar to my dad. And I'm sure if he was listening right now, he goes, you got to be kidding me. There's that piece that was just not available for me. It was, once again, having a male in my life who fulfilled me in some ways, but not in others. And I just felt almost needy. Like I really needed somebody to fulfill me, and I thought I needed it in more of a sexual way versus a spiritual or other relationship kind of way. And needless to say, we did get divorced, and it was a very difficult thing for me to do, but it was just, we were just not connected. And he was not that soulmate. He wasn't that person that I connected with at the level that I am today. And it's because I did a lot of work. And as I was doing the work, realized, you know, it wasn't his fault. It was my fault. It was who I was when I met him. But I realized that I was really unhappy. And it was a really difficult decision because we had children. And I just realized that I basically attracted who I was. It was like the mirror image of who I was, that hurting child. And I was hoping somebody else would fill that void. And, you know, that's a really difficult, it's a really difficult relationship for both of us as we went through that process and realizing that as well. And so I think there's a lot of people, Amy, who are probably listening going, you know, I had a lot of things happen to me, you know, as a child, and I don't want to say happened to me, but they got to me, it's an experience. Things that I endured and took a journey, that's all been available to me so that I can help other people, and that's the way that I look at it. And I think that if they're having experiences in their lives, you know, is there something that they can do? Is there an exercise maybe that they can do? Because I know you had a lot of exercises in your book, and one of the things that I remember is talking about after the storm. And, you know, I could visualize whether it's a tornado, a hurricane, just that picking up the pieces after the storm and rebuilding. And I think that's where a lot of people are right now. They're just like, even if they're in a relationship that's hurting, they want to rebuild. So do you have any techniques or tools for them to help them rebuild?
Sure. I think to rebuild anything, what we're really rebuilding, whether it's in your case, like in the marriage that you described and you did that work, or in the case of somebody who's listening, we're really rebuilding a sense of emotional safety. So as far as an exercise for that, I would suggest sitting in quiet space and closing your eyes and first just bringing your attention to your heart and into your body as a whole, being present. And then asking yourself, asking your body, do I feel emotionally safe? And if it's not a complete yes, ask your body, what parts of my body need to feel a greater level of emotional safety? And then it's almost like a reparenting exercise in a way, because letting the part of you that is divine or, you know, totally in touch and in tune with life and universal life force come in and bring extra light, extra joy, extra energy, and emotional safety to those parts of the body. So start, I think it's really important to even start with the physical body that way, then move into the emotional and the heart.
I just realized we need to take a commercial break, so I hate to cut you off, but we're definitely going to pick that up as soon as we get back.
Okay. Sounds good.
Can buy me love. Makes you feel all right. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. 'Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life?
Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
And you are back with Elizabeth Cookson, and you're listening to From the Heart Radio, and my special guest, Amy Lee McCray. And we were just getting ready to start some exercises, a little emotional exercise. And so, Amy, we are ready. We are ready to go. And I want to start, too, before we start that exercise, I've got an individual, and her name is Denise. She says, I am in a relationship, but I think I found my soulmate. He makes me feel so alive. I miss him when he is gone. The problem, he is not available, and she gives me an unhappy, sad face. So, what can we share with Denise?
That's a great question. You know, it's a tough one, and a couple things I would say are this. Are these things. Number one, sometimes that does happen where soulmates do find each other and things don't line up, but most of the time soulmates find each other and circumstances line up. And even if there are obstacles to overcome, it's relatively easy for soulmates to be together. So I would say if this soulmate feels the same way and is ready to take honorable and active steps to become available romantically, processes his existing and past relationships, and then in a reasonable and completely integrity-filled amount of time be available for this woman, that would be a case where she can do something and be with him. Otherwise, if he's not in that space, I don't think it's a good thing to pursue. And not to move on to a totally different question, but that question of what is a soulmate? Is there only one? To me, soulmates are members of our soul family. and sometimes they're romantic interests, sometimes they're family members, sometimes they're friends. Then we have, you know, and some of those are wonderful romantic relationships. Then we have twin flames, and we even have that notion of divine complement. And whatever this person is, for this woman to remember, if it's not right and circumstances don't line up, the right person is out there. There will be somebody else who she'll feel that level of connection with when she's ready and he's ready and the timing is right. So I think it requires a little bit of, you know, faith in life on all of our parts. And I really do get that because I've been there. You know, I've been in that situation of, gosh, does my soulmate even exist? Does anybody who would even be aligned with all these, you know, spiritual things that I'm into and this and that exist? And spent years not sure if that was the case, and then came to a place of understanding that person is out there and I have to just certainly take action steps as I feel necessary, but be okay with not knowing when they're going to show up. And it's easy for me to say that now because I'm with that person. And now in my life, I'm married to them. But
you were at that place where you were looking for that person, you were praying for them, you were like, just, you know, and one of the things that you wrote in your book that I thought was fabulous, and it reminds me of a vision board, which is something that we create when we really want to bring that particular energy or person or whatever into our life. And you created a love life roadmap? Is that right?
Yes. I have the readers create a love life roadmap. That's right.
Oh, well, share with us what, you know, a little bit about that, because I think, I know you were going to talk about an exercise, but because of what we just I think that would be perfect for her.
I do too. And so to create a love life roadmap, there's a lot that goes into it as far as how we do it. And, you know, all that's in the book. If you end up reading it, it's in the put in your sales order chapter. But just for a starter, it's making a poster, essentially, and it can even be a collage. And you divide it up into six squares, three along the top, three along the bottom. And the first square is the what I want square, where you define that. What do you want? You know, what do you want in your life? And some people, when they create that part, discover how important their career is to them at this time, or that they really want children, or just different things. And not just what you want in the future, but what you want now, like how you want to feel. I want to be joyful. I want to feel in harmony with nature, you know, et cetera. Then the second area on the Love Life Roadmap is the I Love Me section. And that's where you really put in all the wonderful things about yourself. And you can even put a picture of yourself in there and collage that in. And validate and affirm yourself, because you need to cultivate confidence and really feel that. And from there, move into a place of self-love to be in the right space to find the right person. The third area is the area where you would put images, pictures, words, brainstorm, you know, colors that exemplify what you would want for your first date. And that's your My First Date area. What would be a great first date? And that might be cutting out pictures of sidewalk cafes, or, you know, getting your tea leaves red, or whatever kinds of things you think would make a good first date. And then even going further, envisioning how would you like feel on a first date? You know, totally comfortable, but excited, and, you know, fully accepted and relaxed, or whatever that might be. The focus area, which if you were going across the top, then you'd be on the bottom left, and that's your dating desires area. And that's where you put that in. You know, what do you want for a dating life? Do you want a dating life where you date one person and you see him
once a week or every day, or you're dating several people, when would you be truly ready to sleep together? How much time do you want to spend together? What word would you like to use to describe your next date? You put that in the picture. And your fifth section, which would be the bottom middle, is your radiant love life section. And in that, you think about that. Like, how would you want to define your love life? What is that like? Use colors, pictures, textures, words. What do you want your love life to be like? And really put that on paper there and feel it. And then lastly, create the section called the Where I Want My Love Life to End Up section. This would show if you want to be married one day, if you'd like to have children, if you want to be in a partnership, and know that divine timing may be a little bit different, but just know and have faith that your highest good is what will come out. And, you know, make this depiction joyful and beautiful, and just like you'd like your life to be. It's like your roadmap. It's the destination that you're manifesting. And you want to think big and really create it with as much love and joy and good vibes as you can.
And I couldn't ask for, a better visual, and I think one of the biggest things, and I'm going to leave this with the listeners here before we take a break, but as you create this beautiful board of what you truly want and desire from your core being, from your heart, have that in front of you so you can see that every single day, every single time that you pass by it, and create it and manifest it for yourself. This is Elizabeth Cookson with From the Heart Radio, and we're going to take a quick break. And when we return, we are going to just finish off a little bit about the Spiritual Girl's Guide to Dating with Amy McCray.
Does he love me? I want to know.
In each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Transformation Talk Radio.
up lonely. I needed someone to hold me.
Well, welcome back. This is going to be so exciting because I want to definitely bring Amy back up so we can start talking about the spiritual dating and how this can help you move forward and enlighten that path in front of you to find that perfect mate for you. Amy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that spiritual dating and what does that look like?
Spiritual dating is dating as if all people are sacred. That's the definition. Mm-hmm. And so that breaks down into three areas. What'd you say?
I said, that's yummy.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's also a whole nother way to live life. But anyways, dating is if all people are sacred. And there's three parts to that. So the first part of that is dating as if you're sacred. So that first thing is integrating that idea of I am sacred. And how would you behave when you're aligning yourself with that truth? How would you think? How would you talk to yourself? What actions would you choose? And I often suggest that clients actually post a poster in the bathroom or next to your bed that says, I am sacred. And when we read print in our environment, we're programming ourselves to that vibration. So then you're reading it to yourself over and over. I am sacred. You're bringing that into your body. And you'll begin to see changes in your life and the choices you make and the conscious decisions you make. And it'll also affect who you're attracting as far as potential partners. Part two of dating as if all people are sacred, spiritual dating, is seeing others as sacred, seeing your potential dates as sacred. And even looking back and seeing your past relationships as those people are also sacred, even if that means they weren't the right partner for you. And in this case, sacred doesn't mean, oh, this guy is sacred and they get a free pass to bad behavior. It means everyone is sacred. This person I might date is sacred, and I acknowledge that. And then, are they the right partner for me to date? Is there compatibility? Are they kind and respectful, etc.? Third part of spiritual dating, dating as if all people are sacred, is do your dates see you as sacred and themselves? Think about that. You date somebody, you see yourself as sacred, so you're making really good, positive choices to yourself. You see your date as sacred, they can feel that. And then they see themselves and you as sacred. So everybody's going to be behaving in a way that honors the sacredness of one another in that relationship, or even just on that date. It would be fraught with respect, with kindness, and with general honoring of each other. So that's spiritual dating in a nutshell. And that's what you want to look for. And the best way to start is that you are sacred.
I was just getting ready to say, I think once you start to shift yourself into that sacred space, you're going to attract the like. So wherever you are right now is what you have in front of you, that mirror image. And once you start working on that inner goddess and really finding out what makes you sacred, letting go, finding the confidence, the worthiness, and rebuilding to realize that you are absolutely perfect, then it's time to let go of the fear. Let go of the fear of you're going to attract the same kind of person again, or that this always happens to me. So I think if they just work on truly finding themselves sacred and honoring that, they're going to attract that kind of person. Do you agree?
I completely agree. And those partners, those potential partners, are a higher level of emotional intelligence. You know, they're emotionally mature, and if we're in that space, which we have to be to really, if we're practicing seeing ourselves as sacred and loving ourselves, we end up there. We end up in a pretty emotionally mature space from which we'll act with respect and kindness, and then we'll attract those same partners back. I completely agree. And that means whether that partner ends up being your soulmate or not, I mean, they'll be infinitely more pleasurable to date.
For sure. For sure. It would be a nice welcome to have somebody who, you know, has that chivalry, if you will, for you.
Exactly.
And so it's someone that, if you're authentic with yourself, then, and you mentioned this in your book, I'm not sure it's exactly those words, but it's really that, you know, if you like to dress up and go out to dinner and dress to the nines, then that's who you are. If you're the kind of person that says, no, I'd much rather go hiking in the Colorado mountains, right, because you're very intimate with the earth, you like nature, then that's who you are. And if you like to just be quiet and be still and read a book on the beach or whatever it is, that is who you are. And there are things that you can do in a relationship where you allow each other, you know, to have your space and to enjoy it, but to, you know, look for something that is not there or to fulfill something that you feel that you don't have. You know, I feel that, you know, especially based on what's in your book, is that we're going to be unhappy again. You know, if we're looking for something outside of ourselves to make us happy versus loving ourselves unconditionally, finding ourselves sacred as we are perfect, then the other person is there as a compliment to us. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely. They're the icing on the cake that you already baked of total self-love and wholeness. Exactly. That's the bottom line right there.
And I mean, that, besides, I was just going to say, that sounds so sweet. It really is. The icing on the cake.
I like that one, too.
Yeah, because it just, I mean, my mouth went all tingly, and, you know, I thought about your soulmate when you're talking about the soulmate, and when Chris was playing, you know, the Cher song, you know, in his kiss, and I could feel it through my toes. And it's that feeling that when you have someone that you love, and you are, I almost want to say, sometimes I almost think of it as like DNA, I'm like intertwined in such a perfection that the energy together feels like a symphony, and that you complement one another, but you're not competing with one another. And so you're really adding to, I want to say, the experience, your life experience, by having another person that complements you in the journey.
Absolutely. That sums it up. That makes us, if we have it, it makes us grateful for it. And if we don't, it makes us want to move forward to being in that space when the time is right, for sure.
Perfect. Well, I mean, our show, I mean, we are just about out of time, but I want to share once again with everybody that you have been listening to Amy Lee Mercury. And her website, www.spiritualgirlsguide.com. And today my intention was really for you to experience letting go and loving the present moment and really finding yourself. And as Amy was sharing, I am sacred, the first thing I thought of is I'm going to change my password to I am sacred. So that way I type that into the computer every day. Next week, From the Heart Radio, my guest will be Coach Betty Louise, and we are going to be sharing Healing Our Inner Goddess. Until next week, blessings and love. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson, an inspiration to others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. If you missed any part of this program or would like to get in touch with Elizabeth Cookson, please visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune in each week.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news.
educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Sign up for the weekly newsletter to get advance notice of guests, events, and special offers. Visit thedrpatshow.com and get ready to live life full out.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.